A popular event that aims to make science more approachable for all returns as an in-person gathering this month for the first time since the start of the pandemic. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada has this week's Feel Good Friday story.
Science on Tap has been around for over 10 years. As the name suggests, the events usually take place at a bar. The goal is to show that science is all around us, and learning about it doesn't have to be boring or limited to museums and classrooms. The event series has covered all kinds of topics, everything from the history of women in science to air quality in Philly to the mysteries of plant sex. Yes, plant sex. Allison Krisch works at the Penn Museum and is a co-producer of the series. She says that science should never be stuffy.
It's not a lecture. It's not a class. Like, we want to bring science. We want to bring the facts of science directly to our audience. We want to have fun with it.
Science on Tap is a partnership between 6 Philly science museums and institutions. They all work together to bring science and speakers to the people. Mike Medea works at the American Philosophical Society, and he's a co-producer of the series. He says no science background is needed to enjoy the events.
We're very friendly and engaging and open people. We just want to deliver science to you as you are and how you want to think about science.
For the past 2 years, Science on Tap has been meeting virtually. But next week, on Monday, October 10th, the event will be held in person at the National Mechanics Bar in Old City. Allison is looking forward to it.
I think there's going to be really good energy. It's a great lineup. We have a great speaker. We're going to be talking about weather. And after the week we've had up here, it just seems really fitting. We're very, very excited to see people in person.
Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.